Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
The most exclusive publication in the world is something called the President's Daily Briefing. It's compiled by the CIA. It's been around for about 50 years. Traditionally, it has a circulation of exactly one, the guy whose name is on the cover. It was first compiled for JFK. Then Nixon let his foreign policy guru, Henry Kissinger, have his own copy. Obama expanded the circulation to about 30. The current president has just cut that to zero. As White House aides explained, he just doesn't have the patience to read all that text. He prefers videos and chats. About the same time, the White House said that the president would not read the new Democratic report of the House Intelligence Committee because it was too long. It's 10 pages. Instead, the president wanted the memo put into what he called, quote, the proper form. That presumably would be a one-page wrapper for a Big Mac. Seriously, I'm starting to worry about our president. We know he spends 5 to 8 hours a day watching TV and uncounted hours on social media. We know that his tweets are often directly inspired by stuff he's just seen on Fox News. We also know he often repeats himself, contradicts himself, and has the attention span of a hummingbird. To be fair, our president isn't much worse than the rest of us. According to a study by Microsoft, Americans' average attention span has fallen since the year 2000 from 12 seconds to 8. That's 1 second less than a goldfish. The average office worker checks for new emails 30 to 40 times an hour. I don't have a figure for the goldfish. But study after study has shown that web surfing and social media are changing our brains. We're losing the ability to digest large amounts of text, follow complex arguments, even reason clearly. 14% of American adults can't read, one of the highest rates in the developed world. Why does this matter? According to the Justice Department, there's a direct link between reading failure and delinquency, violence, and crime. 80% of delinquent kids are functionally illiterate. So are 70% of prison inmates. I worry that our president, who can't focus on a daily intelligence document, may lead us into some diplomatic or military disaster. And I'm worried about him personally. If he's losing the ability to read and to reason, he just may end up in jail. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.